You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So, Joanna, this was like a self-imposed challenge. Nobody asked her to do this.
No, I decided to take it upon myself, and I'm starting to figure out why. Trying to question myself now.
And it was really like to earn Burt Show, you know, like
cred
here. And what was the challenge?
I said that I was going to get either Jamie Foxx, Josh Duhamel, or Katherine Heigl on the radio to do an interview.
Don't forget about that Zach Galifianakis.
I can't say his last name. Zach Galifianakis.
Good job. You got it. And Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the reason for that is all those actors are in town filming movies.
And they are. And so I thought it would be simple. I'll get listeners to shoot me an email or Twitter, you know, like hit me up on Twitter and let me know if they spot them or see them or anything. And I figured then I could run out there and try and put on the charm and ask him
or
to come on.
Are you bringing somebody with you?
Aww. Bert, you're rude.
So not liquid.
So mean.
Anyways, so I'm going to ignore the negativity from that side of the room.
Sure. You know, I'd focus on us. We're the positive side.
Yeah. You're in the wrong studio. You may want to go down with the regular guys if you're looking for positivity.
Yeah. So, a couple weeks ago, I was at work and I got a text message from a friend who said that she ran into Josh and I couldn't go because I was at work and I work at a pizza place and I smell and reek of like sausage and pepperonis. So I was like, there's no way I can go.
Some guy, pepperoni is a pheromone, just so you know.
Now, let me ask you a question here. Let's stop here for a second. Mm-hmm. Did you not go because you thought that... because you looked all skanky or whatever, and yeah, we're smelling like pepperonis and all that.
I never look skanky, too.
Okay, let me reverse that. Because you didn't look your best. Was that a personal decision or a professional decision?
Well, both. I mean, I want to look nice. I always have to draw him in with my looks and then really get him with my personality. Okay. So,
or you could just bring someone with you.
Really?
No, Jeff, you're rude.
You're a jerk.
It's not crusty.
So that day you decided not to go.
So that day I didn't go. Well, no, and I was at work. I didn't think I had enough time to get ready, and I would have missed him by then. Well, then the other day, my girlfriend tells me the next day that one of her friends saw him out in Buckhead area. Yeah, Josh. This is the same person, Josh. Like, for some reason, I think he's more accessible than the other. I haven't really heard much from Katherine or Jamie Foxx.
He does. He gets out, and I think he gets his drink on pretty good. He likes to have a good time.
I think so.
And you see him spotted more than any of the others.
And I don't really think that your cleavage is going to attract Katherine Heigl at the same rate it would get Josh Duhamel or Jamie Foxx over to you.
Right. So then I found out that. And then when was it? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I got a text message from Jeff telling me that he was filming in some part of the downtown Atlanta. And I was at work, so I got off work at 5. I went home. I took a shower. I brought my friend this time for you guys. And we drove around the area, but we never went in.
Joanna, you're going to have to tell him the details.
Well, I drove around. I didn't know where to go.
What do you mean you didn't know? Did you tell her exactly where he was?
Yes.
Which was where?
The CNN Center.
So you just walked right into CNN Center?
I didn't. I was afraid that they were going to let me in, and we were trying to figure out where to park, and I didn't have any cash on me because it's like $20 parking everywhere.
She didn't know the CNN Center was a public space.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought they were going to like stop me and tell me, what are you doing
here?
So
she just drove around the outside of the CNN Center 3 times and said, I don't see any cameras.
So you thought it was all news and it would be heavily guarded and all that. You didn't know that there's like a mall in there.
No, I had no idea.
The bottom floor is like,
I've never been to the CNN Center.
How long have you lived here?
25 years.
And nobody's ever taken you to the CNN Center?
No, I live in the suburbs.
Can we please clarify her hair color?
Yeah, it's dark hair.
Thank you.
Jen and I, the blondes in the room. Yeah, she's a brunette.
It's going to be really difficult for you to find a positive side of the room right now.
Oh, honey.
Well, I say A for effort. A for effort. I mean, you tried.
I did. I thought that they were going to stop. Because I thought you had to work there to get in.
You tried. That's like me saying, coming to the show and looking at the front door and then leaving and calling you guys at 6 going, hey guys, sorry. I mean, I tried. But I didn't know I was supposed to come upstairs and sit at the microphone.
Well, I went yesterday. I went in and there was nothing.
It's pretty nice
on.
In there, huh?
I think it's funny that you can be here 25 years and not know that you're allowed to go into the CNN center.
I lived in the suburbs. This is my first time living in Atlanta.
So mission not accomplished. Any solid leads at this point for any one of them?
This weekend, it's going to happen. It's going to happen this weekend.
This is it.
This is it.
Are you saying that out of faith, or are you saying that because you got a great lead in your back pocket?
I think I just have a feeling. I just have this feeling that it's going to happen this weekend.
Okay. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I dated a guy last year who is now one of my best friends, and it was right after The Hangover came out. We were hanging out, and he was showing me photo albums of, his high school and college years. And Zach Galifianakis is actually one of his, best friends. And I didn't believe him, so I made him call him.
Moist.
And he really is. I'm really good friends with him. He's in all of his pictures, and I know that they've talked since he's been in town. I don't know if they've seen each other. I haven't asked or anything, but so I might be able to help with that. And
okay.
I know that Josh Jamal has been at Tim Lizzie's a couple times. I have a friend that has seen him there.
I've heard the same thing.
I've heard that.
And then one of my other friends works at Village Tavern in Alpharetta. And when we were there last Wednesday, the producers came in to check it out to film a scene there. And I don't know when they're going to do it, but they're supposed to be going in there to film a restaurant scene.
So you should just go to Village Tavern now and not leave.
And drive around Village Tavern three times?
You're allowed inside there, you know.
They picked the seats that they would sit in and made sure that they were reserved and all of that. So I don't know when, but they're supposedly going to film a scene there.
Some great leads.
Hey, Stephanie, can I put you on hold so we might be able to use that Zach Galifianakis contact?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's the first time you've ever gotten it right.
That is really hard for me for some
reason. I'm impressed.
Galifianakis.
Yes.
Good morning, Christy. You are on Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Excellent. How are you?
Good. My roommate actually works at the Spice Market in Midtown at the W, and she told me that the cast from The Game is staying there, and possibly Jamie Foxx, because they come down and eat at the Spice Market.
So The Game is the name of the movie that Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. are working on together?
Excuse me?
That's the name of the movie?
No, The Game is the show on the CW or something. There's somebody on there. I'm not really good with famous people. I'm going to admit that. My roommate has to tell me every time we go out, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so.
Okay.
But the cast is staying at the Spice Market. At the W Hotel and eating at the Spice Market.
Okay. Well, they were up until about a minute ago.
Well, then there you go.
Well, if they're staying there, they'll be forced sort of to eat there. But that's a good lead. We have some connections down there. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. See ya.
That show, though, unfortunately, doesn't have any
connection to those celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.